It's Sean Oakley Show, 640 Toronto. Your city, your station.
716 Stafford 4 Oakley. Coming up in this half hour, we're going to check in with Christopher Walken. Rumors that he is about to make a run for the U.S. presidency, so we'll check in on that coming up. But first of all, the area of Jane and Finch, for good or for not good, making the news and has been, for some time here in the city of Toronto. And residents there, I think, are just about pretty well fed up with the negativity. And JaneFinch.com, Jane-Finch.com, is recognized across Canada and all over the world as the face of the Jane Finch community. They have made quite a few news stories, and I've read quite a bit about the JaneFinch.com website. And one of the contributors is the community coordinator at JaneFinch.com. We've got Mark Da Silva in the studio, and good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Tell me about your, first of all, you've got a martial arts place up there, Keel and Shepherd.
That's right. The webmaster, Paul Nguyen, was a student of mine a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, we've been working together. And Paul, the webmaster of JaneFinch.com, is very patriotic about Jane Finch. I mean, JaneFinch.com is just like it is. I mean, it's not all bad.
No.
It's not all bad at all.
Now, have you lived in that area most of your life?
Or? Yes, all my life.
Yeah?
Yeah, ever since I came to Canada in 1989.
1989, you came to Canada, you moved to the Jane and Finch area, and, I mean, what have your experiences been?
You know what? It's educated me to this level. I mean, I'm running my own business. I'm doing a lot of after-school programs, helping the community out. It's made me who I am now, so I have no complaints about the area at all.
No? What are the real things that really bug you, the stereotypes about Jane Finch that you just, you won't accept?
Well, I mean, everybody's an expert after the situation happens. Where are these experts to prevent these situations? I mean, that's all it is. I mean, they keep on saying, we should send 50 cops to at every corner. Well, why didn't they do that before? Why do they wait till everything happens? I mean, everybody's always talking about after.
Well, what would you like to see before? What proactive measures would make that community even better?
Well, more programs, more positive situations, like more after-school programs, more like community centers having more doors open at longer hours. I mean, let the kids do what they want to do, which is go outside and play. I mean, if you take that away, they have nothing. They don't have. Everybody always wants money, power, and respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why don't we teach these kids what those actually mean?
What happens when you don't have the money, you don't have the power, but you demand the respect? Is that when you start getting the violence?
Yes. Definitely. I mean, Paul Nguyen, who gives his kids somewhat of the respect. I mean, we got a lot of rappers and wannabe musicians. I mean, Paul provides them with, Paul and Mark of JaneFinch.com, they're kids with little or no income, made a hobby into a lifestyle, and now they produce music videos for all these kids, and they're giving them the respect, they're giving them the power. And that's more positive than ever, because none of these kids now are going to guns. They're going to, how can I get better? How can I get on these music videos?
We're talking to Mark Da Silva. He is a community coordinator with JaneFinch.com here on 640 Toronto, Stafford for Oakley. And you've mentioned Paul a few times. Now, he's the man who created the website?
That's right.
And what's his story?
He's just a kid. And
just a resident?
Yeah, who's been living there all his life, and he's into movie productions and computers, and he just created JaneFinch.com. He loves Jane Finch very much. I mean, you can see it when you talk to him. He's very patriotic about his area, and he's very concerned that everybody has this negative position on Jane Finch. And
now, you talk about videos. This gives amateur rappers an opportunity to make their own statements.
That's right.
Are they positive ones, or do they follow the same stereotypes of you gotta have the money, you gotta have the girl, you gotta have the respect and power?
Yes and no. Unfortunately, having the money and having the girls is what sells right now. So if you want to get noticed, you have to put that in the videos.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, talking to these kids are more down to earth than anything. I mean, they understand that hard work and, getting a break is how it works. But they understand that it's not going to happen overnight.
I mean, do they accept that, as you said, Mark, that it's what sells the video? Do they accept that it's almost a parody now? It's become almost a parody level?
Oh, yeah, they totally understand it's all show.
Yeah.
I mean, they totally understand that. Yeah, the kids totally understand. I mean, it's unfortunate certain kids have chosen the guns, but, I mean, that's just a small demographic compared to the large group that want to get noticed for positive things.
I mean, some critics have said that a guy like Curtis Jackson, 50 Cent, should spend a little less time promoting a new set of shoes and more time talking about why he got shot, about why there's violence.
Well, to be honest, that doesn't give him any money.
Yeah. You're being brutally honest here. But, I mean, how much money does he need?
Well,
he's got to give a little back, I guess, is what... Again, these are critics.
Yeah, I mean, but then again, he's hot right now, and he's got to provide entertainment.
Because
you never know. I mean, it's like a wave, right? You don't know when it's going to come next. So he's enjoying his ride right now, and he's got to be hot. He's got to entertain the people that provide him with the money.
The kind of program you provide with the martial arts and sciences at Shepherd and Keele. I remember getting into judo as a kid, just for the activity, and also. It became a real goal to get that yellow belt, then that green belt,
definitely.
Then that orange belt, then that, you know?
Oh, definitely. I mean, the kids that come into the schools and the after-school programs, they just light up. I mean, they're having fun, but teaching them to, one, get rid of the aggression.
Mm.
They're hitting targets. They're like, wow, I can do this.
Yeah.
It's not just the guys in the movie that can do this. I mean, they're rolling and falling off walls. They're doing jumps, kicks, breaking boards, breaking bricks. I mean, the kids, this is the money and the power. This is the respect. I mean, I have juniors now that are black belts, and they're called by their last names.
Wow.
I mean, that's respect. And they understand, wow, I don't need a gun. I don't need to be violent. I just have to do what I'm told and do and see ahead and have goals.
Mark DeSilva from JaneFinch.com and also director and master instructor at DeSilva Martial Arts and Sciences. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Check out that website, Jane-Finch.com. Stafford for Oakley on 640 Toronto.